You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11,100% refinance cash out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 4 of The Apartment Rockstar. I am really excited today. Last week we had Brandon Brown on episode 3, and we learned what it takes to find a deal. You got to get financing, you got to figure out who you are, you got to figure out how much weight you can carry, what you can qualify for. But today's guest, I think, is going to be an all-time winner. We're so excited to introduce Sam Morris. Sam Morris has just recently joined Rockstar Capital as our chief investment officer. We're growing, I need some help. And, having a second set of eyes, a second set of smart eyes is good business. And so it's super, super excited to introduce Sam Morris. Sam, how are you?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me here,
man. Absolutely, man. I'm so excited to bring you on. It's actually like a dream to have you here with us. So Sam, for people out there, they don't know who you are. Tell them a little bit about your background. Tell them a little bit about how you found Rockstar.
Sure. So longtime banker, commercial banker. I've been in the industry, commercial banking industry, lending on real estate and the assets that we focus on here for almost the last 18 years now. And so it was just one of those fun things because I was an original investor with Robert back in 2007.
About the early deals.
The early deals we did, yeah. And so
Before Rockstar
even, that's right. And so I had the great opportunity of getting to evaluate all those even back then in those days. And one of the ways that I invested personally, both my money and my family's money, was into those types of deals because they always hit the metrics of what I was looking for in an investment. And and from doing all that and getting to see how we finance deals in the finance world and how we look at them from that perspective, it enabled me to really make this transition over here to help educate, everything and everybody here of how the other side of the world really looks at those transactions.
That's amazing. So Sam, how long have you been a banker?
So I started banking in 2001. Okay. So literally 18 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's a long time.
I know.
I mean, you got through life, you got through marriage, weren't married yet, you didn't have children yet.
That's right.
Wow. I know. Come full circle now. So, and now you're with Rockstar.
That's
so
right.
So let's talk to everybody because, this is a big hire, but I want them to understand why it's such a big move for us. We're growing as a company and as we're getting out of that mom and pop role, and it's really exciting for me to bring, because I did everything. I had a janitor, underwriter, syndicator of the deal, I did it all, right? And so it's so much fun now to be able to have gotten to the point now where we have success. Yeah. We have the resources to bring in quality talent. We brought in a lot of people over the last 18 months and it's just our company's booming now. It's going to facilitate our performance. It's going to facilitate our future growth. Certainly you're going to be no exception to that. I felt that with our investor growing base, we needed more communication. We needed another set of eyes. We needed, we're getting bigger. I mean, I didn't realize, we've raised $71 million in equity.
It's a huge
number. No, how does that, when you hear $71 million, you're in the lending world.
Absolutely.
Time, right?
From an equity standpoint, that's a huge number. With the amount of assets, though, that you guys have garnered with that, too, it's also been incredible with what you've done with that equity and the returns that you got. I mean, this most recent quarter, you returned back $1.3 million to just in dividends to everybody who's
over
an investor.
$5 million a year.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all the deals. So that's deals in different stages of life too.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really amazing.
Right.
So, one of the ways that I view things, having that banking background, right? We're pretty black and white. I mean, that's really what it is. It's the numbers, right? A lot of people, the way they read books and things like that, that's how I read numbers. It literally comes off the page at me like that. And so, I'm very conservative by nature, just have been. Most bankers are too. And it's it's something that can really complement our two styles, mm-hmm. because you look at it from a different point of view of what you can do to improve the property operations side. And I look at it just from the numbers perspective and what that can return for us as a company, what that can return to our investors, and those slight changes that we can do that can really enhance the value of the overall property for everybody involved.
Right. I think, as you're just talking, I'm sure everybody's listening, the level of competence and professionalism that comes out of your mouth right now. It's going to be a major, major, we're going to look back on that major milestone in our business to be able to bring on our first chief investment officer, but also, you know, not just a good friend as well, but just somebody with your competence and your expertise. Because, you know, as we grow, you know, we're getting more and more attention, but we're also like, we've got to like, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's much better than what we have been. You know, I mean, we have 19 deals today. That means I have 19 different lenders. Within those 19 different lenders, I have 19 different points of contact at each of those properties. There's insurance requirements. There's asset management requirements, reporting requirements. There's what is it, Sam, where the lender sends their own inspector, you know, there's rehabs, renovations, there's refinance events. Brandon Brown was here a couple weeks ago, right? Well, I mean, you're going to be dealing more and more with Brandon Brown to try to get us the very best terms and sell our story.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's not just they do their own due diligence, yeah. right? I mean, we do ours from the investment side and going, yes, we want to have this asset and here's how we want to be able to see it. But you also have to be able to shape that story to your lenders, right? You have to be able to show them, hey guys, this is how we operate. And you can see that from the past. This is the asset in hand. These are the things that we want to do to it. And this is why we think it brings great value to you to have on your books, because our banks and our lenders are our partners in the deal too.
Right.
I mean, they actually are large partners in the deal, right? If we come in and we put in, you know, say 25 or 30% equity into the deal, well, that means there's 75 or 70% from another partner who just brought it in. And they have expectations of the way we care for the asset, the way we operate the asset, and maintaining the asset, because they want to know that they're going to get their return as well. Mm-hmm. And it's all those things that encompass my role in making sure that that all works. So there's a ton of things that are quantitative in nature. Obviously, the money side of it, the way we have our expenses, the way we, you know, collect rents and things like that. But there's qualitative sides too. There could be, hey, you know, there's changes in the market going on right now that feel, you know, this aspect is needed in our apartment. Well, it's going to take this kind of investment. And one, can we afford to do that? Two, can we not afford to do that? And three, what kind of return are we going to get from that investment that we're going to do? And so it's all those things that come into play. And it's really exciting to watch how an idea can come to fruition. And it really can happen from anybody in that group, all those people that are working on that property, to be able to make it valuable for all the residents that are there and the investors.
Yeah, you know, Sam, so before we get into your other responsibilities, I know there are some other things that I think for me are going to help directly with that on top of what you just mentioned. But what made you decide to make a decision that it was time for a change in your business career?
Sure.
And what was it that made you want to be attracted to Rockstar?
Sure. Well, you know, obviously it happened at a time in my life where there was an opportunity for me to be able to do that. But two, you know, you and I have known each other for a very long time.
Well, we talk about it. It's 03, 04.
I mean, it's been a long time that we've known each other. And, you know, the growth cycle which you guys are in isn't here. It's not even here. I mean, you guys are ready to take off. So it's an exciting time. It really feels like, I know that's, you know, there's 3,200 units already that you're managing, but I mean, it really feels like this is a massive growth time for you guys. And it actually more almost like a startup, which really gets my fire going, because there's so many things that everybody can do. And there's so many spots that I can plug into and help out with and feel that I add value to, mm-hmm. For both just the company and for myself. And that's the great thing about all this. You know, I love working with you too. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about deals for, you know, a decade now. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's really exciting always to be able to get that start. I love the chase of these deals. I love chasing these types of things. I love watching them and seeing them come to fruition. And I love it when everybody wins in these types of deals. And that's the platform that you have set up here. Is it's one where everybody wins, not just the investors who are investing in the deal, not just the employees, but the residents too. I mean, you really create, you're creating something that's that everybody benefits from. And that's a model that, you know, I find it hard that anybody couldn't jump on board with.
That's awesome. That's exciting. You know, it's funny you talk about where we're at unit count wise and how we're still like, you feel like we're still in, like almost in the infancy.
Really,
you know,
are.
We just saw the HBJ, I guess large top 20 largest residential property managers, you know, on
for
there
the city, yeah.
And we would be ranked number 17 on that list.
Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, in our preliminary goal, our next goal is to get to 10,000 units. That would put us at number 5 in the city, you know, and I think, With your you know, addition to our business, I think not only are we going to get that, I think we're going to get even further.
Without
you know,
a doubt.
I mean, I think you're going to help us establish the brand that we're trying to make. I think you're going to, which means performance, credibility, and integrity. You know,
so it's growth
and consistency,
but it's growth the right way.
Yeah, the consistent growth.
Yeah,
the quality growth, the growth with integrity.
That's what's exciting.
Yes, yes, that we can do it like this, right? So I think we've got a good model. I'm excited to be that Rockstar Capital. I mean, it's a feather in our cap that someone of your stature is joining our business, you know. So that's super exciting. So let's talk a little bit more about your roles within the business. So I know we talked about chasing deals, right? So tell everybody, the investor, our investors, a little bit more about what it is that you're going to do, because I know we're going to do some underwriting. I know we're going to do, and then probably some refinancing with our existing portfolio.
Sure.
So what are some of these things that you're going to do that's going to be a benefit to them?
Sure. Directly for the investors. I mean, first of all, we probably talk to brokers out there, I would say at least daily, and sometimes multiple brokers every single day, so that one, we know what opportunities are going to be coming up, whether they're on market or not on market yet. And seeing with that, I get to be able to analyze all those deals from a numbers perspective and see if it's going to fit in the way that in the way our mold would work, right? And that's got to be beneficial not only to the investors from a return perspective, but we have to know that we have the capabilities of either one, operating that property or enhancing the property in a way that we would see fit. Another thing that we do is while we're operating the property too, I get to look at the numbers every single month. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, I read numbers the way I read words, and numbers tell a story. And that's the great thing about that, is that I can normally tell from the numbers where things are going right, where things maybe aren't going right. And we can address those rather quickly, whereas, you know, some larger corporation may not be able to address things as fast as we are. We're extremely nimble, and we're very segregated that way, to where, you know, managers are on top of things here. They really are. And there's normally a reason why. If something that I see is wrong, there's normally a reason for it, and it's either normally corrected or has already been corrected prior to the following month. And so we get to do that so that, you know, they have an advocate being able to look over all these numbers on that on a monthly basis. The other thing that I will say with that is the transparency of everything. Every month, all the investors get the numbers, and it's great. That's the information that a nerd like me just eats up, because I love being able to track all that stuff and see all those things. I know the most part, not everybody probably even reads it, but the fact that it's there and that you have that ability to look at it all is great. From an asset side too, there are things that happen in the market. They're just normal changes, right? So you take, for instance, home automation right now. There are some complexes where that's something that we're potentially looking to do, right? Because the residents desire it at that point. And not only do they desire it, but they're willing to pay for it. Well, if there's certain things that we can do as a company to make an investment into the property, which just enhances the value of the property because more residents are willing to pay for it, it's a win-win for everybody again. Again, that's the competitive part of the competitive advantage that Rockstar has compared to its peers is... they do a great job listening and watching and seeing what's going on in the market. So that would be a role that I could help play as well. You know, as far as refinancing and things, there's a big timing thing. There's also a different vocabulary in that world.
Yeah,
and very fortunate absolutely. That I've been in that world for a while and I can actually speak that way. You know, I just emailed one of our bankers just a little while ago too, to do a modification on something so that we could... continue moving forward.
And that's a really, I want to slow down on that because that's a big thing. So we had an issue where our renovation numbers weren't matching up with some of the numbers that they had internally. And, you know, you've got to speak the right language and not trip over the right, the certain minds. Mm-hmm. So you get what you need from them to do easily, where it's just, yeah, it's just a signature and we'll get it done. No problem. I think that's huge.
Yeah. And so in this particular case, that's what happened. And we were able to fix the issue, you know, rather shortly instead of having it be drawn out and, you know, potentially, you know, slowing down our rehab on a property that we were trying to, you know, get up to speed. So it's things like that too, that maybe, you know, you have different people that speak a language over here versus what the real estate world, you know, speaks over here. And so it's just marrying the two of those together. But also it's evaluating those opportunities, right? Because there's several different people that want our business right now in that lending world. You know, it's a low risk situation for them when they see the type of operator that you are and the rock star is. And it's a low risk situation when they know we've leveraged the deal properly. And so the cash flow on it is generating a lot of money for everybody involved. And so from a refinance standpoint, there's a timing aspect to that too, right? The property has to be stabilized in a certain way. There's certain numbers and metrics that they want to see internally on their own side, and being able to convey that to them in appropriate form and speak their language, like we said before, enables them to get more comfortable with doing the deals with us.
You know, you've hit a lot of things, and I just want to slow down for the investors. You know, okay. I think your industry knowledge, I mean, you're clearly, anybody listening, you hear the brain power, you hear the IQ, you hear the business experience. That's huge. I think you're going to be a tremendous litmus test for me as we grow and as we decide which deals, which markets we want to chase. You know, if you had to estimate how much have you originated in loans?
Oh, gosh. As far as real estate?
Yeah.
I mean, over, I couldn't even
would
tell
you. Say $1 billion?
Oh, yeah,
maybe?
Probably close to that.
$1 billion, yeah. Which means you've done hundreds of deals.
Yeah.
Right? So absolutely. You've seen hundreds of setups. Mm-hmm. You've seen hundreds of renovation plans. You've seen hundreds of creative ideas that people mm-hmm. brought on. You've seen hundreds of financing options. You know, it's so great to be able to bring that on and know that you have that. So you can like, hey, have you thought about this? Hey, what about this? You know, Austin, you're very conservative. So you push me, you know, because I'm more of the visionary guy. I'm more of the like in the,
you're the dreamer,
the dreamer, the yeah. dreamer that say, hey, we can do this. We can do that. You know, and, you know, I just, you know, I'm always just staying on offense. I'm just going to perform. I'm going to just score touchdowns. I'm going to get leases and I'm not going to worry about some of the other things that are on the backside. Right. But it's good to have you there to remind me what those backside items are so that, hey, we got to be careful here. We got to know this is what they're expecting after 6 months, after a year. Here's our cash position. You know, I think we can distribute this. Hey, what about reinvesting this capital, this improvement to get carports or to get the home automation going, you know? So let's talk a little bit about that because I really want the investors to understand, you know, the difference when they're investing with Rockstar. So you chose to stop your formal business corporate career, right? And jump on with the Rockstar Capital startup, right? What is it that you think we're doing different that would make that attracted you to want to be part of this?
Well,
I mean, you've done a lot of deals. You've seen a lot of markets. I think we talked about a conversation yesterday that another well-known asset management company had approached you with, you know, a similar situation that you're jumping into a few years back, right? But it wasn't the right timing for you. You know, why now? And what is it that attracts you?
Well, so the model is different than almost anything else that's out there. Right. And you know this too. Yeah. You know that you're different and that you operate a different way.
I mean, we're on a podcast right now, right?
Yeah.
Who else does the podcast, a video podcast?
Exactly. I mean, it's forward thinking is what it is, right? I would rather be with that company that I know is going to be a market leader, mm-hmm. you know, in several aspects of the industry, right? To be able to go pound my chest a little bit. Yep. That's who I work for. You know, I work for Rockstar Capital and I'm proud of that fact. Right. And I would tell you with the 94, 95 employees that we have, I would tell you almost every single one of them will pound their chest. They're pretty happy to be working for Rockstar Capital. It's a sense of pride. Right. But in addition to that, too, there's such a, and I mean this in the nicest way, fanatical spirit that you have.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Like this is everything you got. Right. You know, I've known you for a long time, so I know you've invested everything you have.
You've seen the growth
into that. Yes, but you put everything into it. I mean, you started off by saying, I'm putting everything I have into
quit
this
my job.
Yeah.
Quit my corporate job.
Without a doubt. that takes some gumption. That's some guts, right? To go, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to lay it all on the line. And it worked out beautifully for you, obviously, right? And so it's a bit of that too for me, but you know, remember, conservative guy, I only gamble on pretty much sure things, right? Yeah. And so the proof's the model's been proven, right? Since 2011, when you started the company, the model's been proven, right? You can see it. It's been replicated now 20 times. Mm-hmm. And you can see all the successes. When you have a consistent winner like that, you ride that jockey as long as you can, right? I mean, there's a reason Tom Brady keeps winning every single year, right?
Winners win.
Winners win, right? And they also prepare relentlessly for the opportunity when they get it. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you, Rockstar prepares relentlessly when the opportunity presents itself. Not only that, you take advantage of your strengths, right? Mm-hmm. So if a deal is presented to you and it looks like it's going to work, you don't hem and haw for 5 or 6 days over the numbers. The numbers work. Let's go tour it. And it's like, let's go tour it that day, mm-hmm. right? You're in action oriented. Mm-hmm. And so the company's more proactive than they are reactive. And the results speak for themselves when you have that kind of business.
Man, I appreciate that. That's a great compliment. It's funny because I get asked a lot, like, how are you able to find so many deals? The market's so tight. You know, what are you seeing? I was like, well, I just see the deal. I've lived it. I've done, you know, 20 deals of Rockstar. Overall, it's over 30 deals, over 5,000 units, you know, of management at one time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you see what works. I think you see what doesn't work. You know, I mean, as you know, I've toured a deal, offered in the parking lot, you know, and took that deal down. And people were like, how did you get that? I was like, because I knew when to strike. You brought up Tom Brady because I really like that guy. I'm not a fan of his team. It's not my team, but I'm a fan of him. And, you know, he wins because he doesn't know how to lose. You know, I remember that Super Bowl a couple years ago, right, where everybody was doubting on him. It's halftime. I think it was against the Falcons, and they were pretty much saying the Falcons had won. Mm-hmm. I think it was Falcons, right?
Yeah, I think
Falcons
so.
Had won the Super Bowl.
A major comeback.
And he was maybe the biggest comeback, and you see him there with his head down, and they're thinking he's quit, he's done, he's finished. This is 2-3 years ago now, right? And no, man, he was just digging
deep.
Just
psyching himself up.
He was just
up.
Digging deep, you know, and saying, it's not going to happen. And he came out, and like you said, you know, the greatest comeback probably ever in the Super Bowl. You know, I want everybody to understand that it's not always roses like that. It's not, you know, puppy dog tails and rainbows. You know, we are going to have our issues. We are going to have our letdowns, but it's how fast you get up. Can you take it on the chin and get up? He can take it on the chin. He can get up. I'm really proud that this company has learned to take it on the chin and get up. I'm equally proud that we come up with our own defenses to our, you know, to our weaknesses. You know, we look for ways to put ourselves out of business every single day. You know, we will not get caught like some of these other older companies that got caught by technology. I mean, we're implementing technology left and right because in many cases, we're the pioneer or the forerunner. We're the early adopter on that stuff because I want to make sure that we learn that first. The other side, there's from the business side as well. You know, I recognize that we have a manpower problem when it comes to, as we grow, dealing with the professionals, the lenders, you know, and the underwriting. And, you know, I want to make sure we grow the right way. So, you know, it is just a huge blessing to bring you on and recognize that, hey, we're going to come up with that defense right now before it gets too big and it bites us, you know. It's super exciting to have you on here. It's super exciting to have you part of the team, to be able to discuss with you every day. I mean, we talked all the time anyway, you know, but it was almost like at a distance, right? Because it wasn't, you weren't in Rockstar. Correct. And now that you're in Rockstar, every single, you know, idea or thought or brainstorming session has a direct impact. And so that's just super exciting, you know. So I'm going to end this by saying, where do you see this is going? I mean, let's fast forward. Cause I get asked this a lot, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years, right? And, you know, I don't know, but let me ask you that. Cause I can never tell. I know it's going to be more. I know we're going to be doing things to break the mold. I know we're writing our own story. We're documenting our own story. This is our legacy right here. We're going to look back at this in 10 years when you're 50. I'm in my 50s. You know, and we're going to like, wow, look at this, right? But where do you see it going?
You know, it's an interesting question, and particularly for this business, I still feel it's in its infancy. Yeah. You're growing, right? I mean, there are a lot of ways this can go. I know we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. I can see, I see the growth. I mean, the growth is there. I can see potential expansion in other cities. I can see you spreading out through Texas and even potentially other states. You know, as long as the metrics are there, I see you being the apartment rock star, and that brand gets known nationally. And people will know who you are for sure. And, I love it because somebody had asked me the other day, oh, you know, you're going to go work with Robert and ride his coattails, right? And I said, well, heck yeah, I'm going to ride his coattails. I go, absolutely. I mean, there are people that are drawn to this company because of the fact of success. Success breeds success. And that's what it's been, right?
Tell me who said I was going to punch you in the face. That's not right, because you're going to create your own coat.
But you know what? Absolutely, I want to be with successful people, right? And I would tell you that there's a large group of successful people here at the company. And it's fun being around that because there is an expectation of excellence. There really is. There's an expectation of excellence. And it's not necessarily driven from you. It's driven from within the individuals themselves. And that's the type of people that you want to be working with on a long-term basis. Those that are self-motivated, want to do better, and want to continue to create and grow within the company, that's what's exciting. That's where 5 years I want to continue to be working with those types of people. And I think you've built something like that makes it very attractive for more professional people to go, absolutely, those are the type of people I want to be working with.
You know, I think you hit it. I'm going to end on that because I think, you know, the success is the business, and you build the people and the people build the business. But I think, you know, what has always been, and I said this on other videos and I said this on other, you know, audio podcasts or interviews, the secret sauce of Rockstar is its people. It's the Rockstar advantage. It's the real single only advantage that we have, is that nobody wants to quit. No, everybody fights for everybody else like their family. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a blood thing here. You know, this is the work family. This is that second family, and we bleed for each other. I think it's super exciting because you feel the passion in everybody. There's a want to get out of bed in the morning. Nobody's punching the clock. Nobody's waiting to go home. You know, it's an infectious kind of excitement. You know, I'm looking at my camera guy right now, and he's like shaking his head because he's super pumped. He can't imagine himself anywhere else. I mean, we're going to go to New York soon, and he's going to get, you know, Disneyland out of that, you know, who we're going to meet and what we're going to do. And he's super pumped, you know, it's seeing you with a big smile on your face, and you're like, yeah, now's the time to get in on this. You know, it's an infectious thing. It's just so much fun doing what we're doing, you know, and I just think we just all became self-aware that, you know, I never imagined. I remember somebody once told me, find a job that you can be once you're happy with something, you know, it won't ever feel like work. And I'm like, no, I have a job. It always feels like work. It never feels like it's fun. You know, but I was good at sales. I could make my six figures, you know, but it was just the in and out of everyday stuff, you know, and it's fun because I think I found my passion. I think I become self-aware to what I'm really good at and what I'm capable of doing. And I think because of that, it feeds off of everybody, to everybody else. And now, I mean, as we're sitting here, you got 90 some plus doing their job somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't believe anybody's sitting down on their tail not doing anything. I think there's people out there right now, there's somebody out there at Green Meadows, walking Green Meadows, because we're going to have that on our Masters Bus road trip with Lifestyles come the end of April. You know, I've got Jose down in Brazoria working on our rehabs, completing those up. You know, we've got our bookkeeping team, you know, working on replacement reserves and all. I mean, there is work, and everybody's excited. Yeah. You know, we got dinners planned. We have all kinds of fun events, networking stuff. So, you know, Sam, you're going to be a major, major addition. It's going to be so much fun to enjoy this ride with you. And you know, I don't want to ever get, I've said this 100 times. I don't want to get to the top of the mountain by myself. I want to get up there with a team where we help each other, where we have stories, we can pat each other on the back and say how we got here, you know. And sometimes we're going to lose our footing, and you got to know that you got a hand there that's going to help you crawl back up and get up there. So, man, thanks for joining Rockstar Capital.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an amazing ride with you, to share this with you forever, man.
Exciting opportunity for me.
Yeah. So, hey, hope you all enjoy. This is a very incredible episode for us so early in our series. A little emotional, but it's just a lot of fun. I think you can kind of feel where Rockstar Capital is headed. I think you can feel the energy and the passion of what we're bringing every day towards your investments. Man, hit me up. Leave me a feedback. I'd love to hear if you guys are liking what you watch. Soon, episode 5. Catch you later.